What is up, guys? Welcome back to Wrestling Crossroads. As always, I'm one half of Dynamic Duo Twisted alongside Brother Pyro.
Sup?
And we are talking NXT Stand and
Deliver.
This is right before WrestleMania, which is the Super Bowl for us wrestling fans.
Whoa!
So as this is another big one, please help us welcoming Hex.
Hello.
And Brother Pyro, do you know what this is?
Let's see. Outside of the debut episode of season 3, this puts us one shy of 100 episodes.
Yes, it does. We are at 99 official episodes. And we cannot thank you guys enough for being here, for listening, for still supporting us through everything. So, as always, let's get started, shall we? Opening up the contest, we have the North American Championship, Oba Femi defense against Dijak and Josh Briggs. I'm not 100% sure how this kind of came about. I am a little behind on NXT. I will admit that personally.
I will not lie. I'm trying to get myself caught up right now, but I don't exactly know how we got.
So, Ms. Hex, would you mind telling us how we kind of got here a little bit?
All right, so essentially what happened was, as we know, Oba Femi is the current champion.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's been killing it on NXT?
Essentially, he was in the middle of the ring. Josh Briggs came out because he wants a championship shot. Well, apparently, so did Dijak. So they came out, they talked crap to each other, and here we are.
All right. Interesting. So it looks like a majority of us are actually going Josh Briggs on this one. Whereas you, Brother Pyro, and Desario have chosen Dijak. Now, your reasoning for picking Dijak in this one?
I think Dijak being a little bit of the more seasoned veteran amongst the three.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some questionable roles in his WWE career.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all try to forget T-Bar.
Yes, please. Don't bring that up again. We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about T-Bar.
I think it's about time they give him something just to, like, hey, you've thugged it out for us for a while. You've shown that, you know, you are willing to do whatever it is we ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
Here is your reward. I think now is the time, especially because T-Bar has been quite literally.
T-Bar, you mean Dijak?
Yes. See, I brought it up and now I cannot.
Dijak has been kind of that workhorse.
He's been the workhorse. He's been on fire for the NXT brand. I think it's time to give him something.
Right. And, Hex, your reasoning for Josh Briggs?
I think clearly in this match the title needs to change hands. I'm a little confused on who Oba Femi even is.
He's kind of a new
and guy. I know he's the NXT breakout for the men's mm-hmm. side. So, I mean, I get it. Usually, I suppose they would end up with the championship, being able to cash in similar to a Money in the Bank contract.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is pretty much a guess for me, is Josh Briggs out of everyone. I think the title needs to change hands, whether it be Dijak, Josh Briggs.
I can see it going either which way between all three men. They are all strong,
strong
super
competitors.
Solid competitors.
I am curious about Oba Femi, though. I'd like to know more about Oba Femi.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's definitely he's walking in as champion, and I still feel he would be the dark horse of this match.
Okay. All right. Brother Pyro, take us into our next match.
All right. We have the NXT Tag Team Championships. The Wolf Dogs, Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker defend against Nathan Frazer and Axiom. We got here through a tournament.
Yes.
In which Nathan Frazer and Axiom were able to pick up the win. Started with 6 teams, ended in a triple threat match with them, the OC, and LWO.
Mm-hmm.
Really happy to see that Frazer and Axiom picked up the win. It seems pretty split. Myself, Cauldron, and Flash picking the Wolf Dogs.
Yes.
And you, Hex, and Desario picking Frazer and Axiom.
Mm-hmm. Definitely so.
What's up?
So my reasoning for picking them is you called up Braun Breaker to the SmackDown brand. You had him sign a contract. I think it's time that he drops the titles. I think it's also time that Nathan Frazier and Axiom finally win titles. I mean, I know Axiom is the inaugural North American champion. But I think it's time that we kind of move along and we give them titles. And I think tag team gold would be perfect for this set of men.
My whole thing is, if you do have him drop the title, what do you do for Corbin? What do you do next with Corbin?
Have him come up to the main roster and still kind of work together a little bit, or you find
Clearly something wasn't working on the main roster, which is why he's back in NXT.
Or you kind of have him be that kind of like annoying mentor like he's been with Braun.
They've been an entertaining duo.
They have been.
All right. Hex, bring us into our next one, please.
All right, so the next match, we have Thea Hale, Fallon Henley, and Kalani Jordan versus JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dane. So we have...
That's all I
hang. So we have Flash and Desaria with Team JC, and the rest of us are all Team Thea.
I mean, I know why Brother Pyro's Team Thea, because it's Thea Hale, and he loves his little
She's
funky.
A lovely, saucy little spitfire.
She really is, and honestly, I think she just
I love her
needs
chaotic
it more
energy.
Than... I think she's going to need it more than...
More than JC?
Yeah.
But then...
Okay.
Kind of, like, I was
Plus,
back
this
and
is
forth
kind
on
of,
this one.
You know, Thea, Fallon, and Kehlani really trying to...
Break out.
Establish themselves as competitors, mm-hmm. and I think this is where you... solidify what you're gonna do with them.
I mean, I think reverse side, because this was one that I kind of went both ways on. When you look at JC's side, you know, doesn't JC also kind of need this too a bit? You know, you went through Toxic Attraction being broken up. You really did nothing with her there aside from a really terrible storyline with Gigi Dolan. And now you're sitting here doing what? You just put her in a whole storyline. Now you just killed it. There's nothing going for her once this ends.
I mean, I feel like regardless, somebody's going to be left out.
Okay.
You got to establish what you're going to do with all of these women at this point. It's just a matter of who gets their settling first.
Okay. All right. I understand. I go with that. Alrighty. Next on our list, we have the NXT Women's Championship. Lyra Valkyria defends against a newly formed heel in Roxanne Perez. Now, with this, you know, we had this match one-on-one last pay-per-view of NXT, and Miss Lola Vice did cash in her Breakout Star Tournament contract, which made this a triple threat.
She tried to pull the Seth Rollins and failed.
Roxanne now feels that she got her moment robbed of her, which she kind of did, and that she deserves a one-on-one match where she has a full chance at the title she never technically lost. Going back a couple years ago, Roxanne did hold the title, but due to...
This time last year?
Yep, about this time last year. But due to her fainting out of nowhere, they did relinquish the title from her. So she technically never lost it.
I love what Lyra said this past Tuesday, though. You know why you're not champion? Because Indy was able to climb the ladder faster than you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's essentially what that was. Like, you had the chance to regain the title you didn't lose, and you failed to capitalize on that opportunity.
Do we also want to remember that Indy also had help?
Oh.
Dexter freaking Loomis.
Sexy Dexy?
Her Dexy love?
Get out.
Her Dexy love came and helped her.
Again?
So it's not that she climbed it quicker, it's that Dexter Loomis climbed it quicker.
My
who
point
wasn't even in the match.
So
your point
was
invalid.
It was not my point, it was Lyra's point.
Alright, so Lyra's point is invalid, and you helping validate that point is invalid.
You get right
on
her and tell her.
Hold on. I also want to point out, please name me the rules of a ladder match.
Climb the ladder. Get the title. Or briefcase. That's it. Again, you...
So technically... There is no rules. Pull the prize from up top the ladder.
Here's the words that Lyra said. She climbed it quicker than Roxanne. She didn't climb it. So her point is invalid, and I stand on it. Anyways, I'm getting into the predictions.
Semantics.
All semantics, right. My point is, Indy was able to get up the ladder faster than Roxanne.
Okay, yet your pick for this was Roxanne, alongside myself, Desario, and Fletch. Whereas Hex and Cauldron went Lyra.
I never stated that my pick wasn't going to be this. I just wanted to point out that low-key Lyra had a valid point.
Anywho, your reasoning for picking Lyra, Miss Hex.
Pure rage, I think, is what's going to win her the match after her getting attacked, just because she's the champion for no reason, just because Roxanne is crying over, you know, moments getting ruined, which always happens to people anyway. So why is she the only one able to cry?
Should have been me! Roxanne.
She's being Drew McIntyre.
Who in turn is really being Dolph Ziggler from a few years ago.
I mean, we can't necessarily say that she is, because this is the second title opportunity she's gotten, and the first one was technically ruined.
She turned heel, came out, and said, "Give it to me."
She deserved it.
It sounds like a brat.
She deserved it, but at the same time, you know, tomato, tomato.
Potato, potato.
Potato, potato, because it is you, Miss Potato Queen. Anywho, going into our next match, Hex, I thought I'd like you to share this one with me. This is the NXT Championship. We have Ilya Dragunov going against the Don, Tony D'Angelo.
Tony D.
Why don't you take us through our picks?
All right. So we have, yet again, Desario and Flash picking Ilya, while the rest of us pick Tony D.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any reasonings as to why Desario chose Ilya? Anything that you know from picking his brain?
I would love to think that it's just he doesn't feel it's Ilya's time to drop the title just yet.
Okay.
If I had to speak for him and I had to take a guess, I feel like that would be it.
All right. I know Flash's reasoning is kind of the same thing. He's not fond and doesn't really know Tony D very well. It's still taking him a bit to kind of get with the Don gimmick. I know all of us kind of love Tony D, so we're really hoping that this is the time that he takes to shine. You know,
I
the family
Rizzo
is stronger.
The most, honestly, if we're gonna go there,
Yo Rizzo. The family is stronger than ever at this point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time.
And how do you cement that strength?
You give him a title.
Exactly.
I would definitely love
Plus
it to come
with
up with family.
The rumor mill spinning of Ilya getting his call up.
Yeah.
With a Gunther-like run, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
With a Gunther-like push on the main roster. Stand and deliver, you drop.
The title.
Mania. Raw after Mania. SmackDown after Mania.
You kind of have Ilya.
You hear
up.
The symphony.
You know what I would really love?
My heart.
You know, we have Mania that we still got to talk about. I would absolutely love it if, think of, you know, our picks. Think about the IC title match that we have. We have Gunther versus Sammy. What if Gunther retains tonight? Because I don't think Sammy's the right one. And he does an open challenge. Ilya comes up. Ilya wins it. Ilya's the person.
I wouldn't be mad at that. I would.
I love that you were literally right where I was.
Yeah.
Getting there. So,
I'm gonna believe
thank
that
you
I'm
for
not
sharing
there because I'm a baby.
Thank you for sharing brain cells with me for this one.
We always do. So.
Fair. Right. Yeah, that's exactly what, like, hey, matchup. You know, Mania. Gunther, you know, retains, cuts this promo of how nobody can beat him, and out comes Ilya.
Who was the one
to
beat him? To
dethrone him for the NXT UK title.
Yes.
That would be excellent.
Ended his 870-day reign.
So a rivalry
renewed. All right, Brother Pat will take us into our main event. We are almost done with Stand and Deliver.
Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes, best friends turned bitter enemies.
That trick. That trick.
Get him.
Whoop that trick.
Yeah.
All right. Take us through how we got here.
So this really all started with Trick wanting to break out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Show that he can be his own
person,
be his own man. Mello not necessarily liking that too much. The attack heard around the world after Trick fell short to Ilya at their last pay-per-view. You know, again, they were thick as thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Mello definitely showed a little bit of jealousy in, you know, hey, crowd's getting a little too much behind you and you couldn't stay in your place.
Jealousy.
Exactly. Yada, yada, yada. I'm supposed to be the big guy here. You're second.
Yep.
Well, now we're here. Mello, Trick, Stand and Deliver, main event. Going into the predictions, I stand as the odd man out.
Yes, you do.
I have Mello.
Mm-hmm.
And not for the traditional, you know, Mello don't miss. But I feel like Mello has something up his sleeve.
Okay.
I feel like Mello has something in his back pocket to help him pull out the win. Because we all know, if Mello doesn't pull out this win, he's gonna blow a gasket.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but I also think, and I could be speaking for everybody, I think Trick kind of needs this win to help, when he goes on to the main roster, kind of boost himself and still, like, be there with the fans. You know, the fans are always going to be in Trick's back, you know, in the back of his mind, in the back door, and they're going to be the ones that really help Trick through this match, even though it's normally been Mello.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think the fans are going to be the one that kind of roars him. I think for a good chunk of this, Mello will have the upper hand. You know, mm-hmm. Ava did say it best. She told the ref to be a bit lenient because there needs to be a winner. And I think with that leniency, Mello is really going to take advantage. But I think in the very end, Trick comes back and Trick gets that win.
Okay.
Hex, do you agree with that?
I do.
All right.
I sure do.
And guys, that ends Stand and Deliver. We had a very small card. I do know on the kickoff show there, Sean Spears will take on Joe Gacy as well. We did not do predictions for that, but I am excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
I love the cracked Joe Gacy, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. So many belly laughs coming from that man's crazy.
So that is, unfortunately, a small card with Stand and Deliver. But Hex, we thank you for being on the show. We thank you guys for helping us get to 99 and eventually 100 episodes.
Woo!
We are here for season 3 and we have a lot coming. Don't we, Brother Pyro?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And with that, we are out.
Later.
Whoop that.